What up, Whiskey Ginger fans? Welcome back to the show. We have a very good show today. Two returning guests, dudes I love, my boy Lil Dicky and my boy Gata. Our show premieres Wednesday, June 16th on FX and then on Hulu the very next day on the 17th. Watch it, love it, spread the word. I'm on tour, baby. Go to AndrewSantino.com. I'm going to be going to Houston, Madison, Boston, Nashville. I'm going to be in Northern California by Sacramento. I'm going to be all over the place. Go to AndrewSantino.com, and we're adding dates as we go. AndrewSantino.com. You want to know more about this show, Whiskey Ginger, for the solo episodes, go to Patreon.com/WhiskeyGingerPodcast. If you're looking for merch, it's in the merch bar on YouTube. Like it, subscribe it, tell a friend, do all the good stuff. We do this every single Friday. We don't miss. But come see me on the road at AndrewSantino.com. I'm on tour, baby. And I'm happy to present these two guys. Enough rambling from me. Let's go to the episode.
In here, we pour whiskey.
You're that creature in the ginger beard.
Sturdy and ginger.
Like vampires, the ginger gene is a curse.
Gingers are beautiful.
You owe me $5 for the whiskey and $75 for the horse.
Gingers, oh hell no.
This whiskey is excellent.
Ginger. I like gingers.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Whiskey Ginger. My guests today are some of my favorite people on earth. I say that for all my guests, but I mean it once again today. It is the return of Lil Dicky and Gata, baby. Yay, baby.
I feel like shouldn't even be called guests.
What are you more than guests? What are you now? What do you think you are now?
Like we gang members.
Yeah, well.
Gang members?
Interesting start, but true, Gata. Okay. Yeah, we are. What's our gang name again?
Gata, we're not gang.
We're the Whiskey Boys.
We're the Whiskey Boys.
Started a gang right there, Whiskey Boys.
By the way, gang doesn't have to have a negative connotation. We could be doing good in our community.
Gang, me and the homies.
Yep. I agree. So,
but your initial inclination was, you don't want to be in a gang.
I'm just, I don't want to be affiliated. I'm neutral.
We're back. You have your Space Jam sweater on.
Yeah, I got a whole package from. I don't think it's Space Jam, actually. I thought it was Space Jam, and I thought maybe I was on, a list that LeBron made and got, and it was the whole sweatsuit, and a shirt and shorts and socks, and then I think it's actually just the brand. There's a brand that makes
this. What do you
mean? I don't know.
There's
brand.
A Space Jam company?
No, I think it's it's not Hot Topic at all, but if Hot Topic made a Space Jam hoodie, I think it's a brand similar thing.
It's Mad Happy.
That's the brand. What's Mad Happy?
I don't know.
So,
but I imagine that's who makes it.
That's the
Do you know who that is?
Yeah, yeah, there's some good people, man.
Gata hit me up
Mad
today.
Happy.
Yeah. Mad Happy. Do we like it?
That was good. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Shout
he's
out
just
Mad
giving
Happy,
out a great
plug. Those are our folks, man. Those are our folks.
Are they?
Yeah, those are folks.
Oh, so you know them.
Yeah, I did something for them.
Oh, what'd you do?
I know them too. Thank you, Mad Happy.
Podcasting.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Gata hit me today. He was going to the way in the West Valley, going to his spot. I'm not going to blow up where his spot was.
Why?
Cause why? I don't know. People,
you just blew it up. You brought it up. Now I have to understand.
Nobody knows where it is.
Calabasas. There we go. That's all.
Oh,
we'll
you
say.
Mean where he lives?
No, he's got a spot out there, a little spot that he goes to for his
boutique.
A boutique spot.
There we go. Yeah.
For gear.
Yeah.
Oh.
For clothing,
for fashion, for friendships. He's got people out there in the West Valley.
Connected and respected.
See? Big time.
That's interesting.
And he said I should come out, and I said I was headed out that way, but I couldn't.
Yeah, he was trying.
I was going out to teach.
Do you have a spot?
He was trying to go get a Porsche.
No. Yeah.
You don't have a spot.
I have a spot.
What's your spot?
Well, I can't give it away.
I don't have a spot.
You don't have a place that you go to get stuff?
No.
That they know that you're coming and you get they have good stuff for
Maybe
you?
Maybe a food place. Definitely not a clothing place.
Really?
But I think that's the same. It's one of the same. It's your spot.
What's your food spot?
Well, the thing that comes into my mind is in Philly, where I grew up. It's this place called Frank's, and Frank's Pizza.
Frank's Pizza.
Frank's Pizza, pickup or delivery. And I live right down the street where I lived. And I went there so often, at least twice a week, and me and my brother as well, and, for a decade. And then I became, then I became a rapper.
Yeah.
And I had respect for my local community. And when I went back in there, it was the same guy who had seen me my whole life. And he didn't even recognize me or care. It was so just I thought man, back in my spot and all the success that I've gotten.
You assume if you blew up, he was going to be LD.
Not even LD, Dave, man, Dave, I remember you from your childhood. I've seen
so
you so
proud
many
of
times
you.
And can't believe what you've come here twice a week. looked the man in the eye. I mean, I love Franks. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe it was a different man. I don't think it was.
It was the same man.
Yeah,
it
probably
was
somebody
else.
There was an incident when I was younger, and I'm so sorry, Franks. And honestly, the man who yelled at me back then did enough to impact me to where I feel properly punished for what I did.
But what happened?
I just was like hanging out with friends, and I just took my chicken cheesesteak and I just threw it down like the cellar. It was like a little cellar door.
Damn.
Yeah, it was disrespectful, and I was wrong for doing it. And like a different man was down there, and he like came up and like immediately caught me and yelled at me. And like back then, if any adult like spoke to me in a certain way, I would just start tearing up.
Why did you do it?
Probably to like show off. I would do anything for a laugh back then. It was horrible.
You were just trying to make your friends laugh.
Yeah.
Did you ever do dumb shit to make your friends laugh?
Nah, I think I always did cool shit to make my friends laugh.
Big difference.
Yeah.
Cool shit, dumb shit.
I know, and I was wrong.
Were you the guy who was like,
I did cool shit too.
You were the first to,
okay, I did tons of cool
shit. I like
shit.
It, you had to throw it in.
Yeah.
No, I did cool shit.
But I shouldn't have done the other shit.
Because you know what it is? I just never wanted to be the type to, you know, get embarrassed. I hate getting embarrassed. You know what
I'm saying? Yeah, but you lived in the world of embarrassment.
Yeah, I've lived in that, yeah.
I mean, you put it on the show.
Yeah.
Like, we talk about on the show how you were cool to embarrass yourself in front of people all the time.
Yeah, I don't think I get embarrassed very easily. I don't know.
You think it's what? Because you're fearless?
No.
Because where does embarrassment stem from anyway? Shame.
Shame.
But I mean, you don't have a lot of shame.
Right.
No, I guess not. Like, I guess I'm able to see what's funny about the things that I would have shame in.
Yeah.
And like, it's just so objectively funny, and I prioritize funny over what would cause the shame, so it's a net positive.
Right. It zeroes out.
Yeah. No, positive.
It zeroes out. Gator, when you were a kid, who was the Dave of your group as a kid? Like, who did the dumbest shit just to get a laugh out of your friends? Did he exist in your friendship group when you were a kid?
Yeah, he definitely existed. You know, because everybody got like a class clown or somebody that wanted, you know what I'm saying, get everybody attention. So,
yeah,
you know.
Wasn't you?
No, it wasn't me. Because like I said, I didn't like to be embarrassed. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to
put myself in
the spotlight to be embarrassed. You know what I mean?
Like, he feels like that he wouldn't do something stupid just for the laugh if it was going to make him maybe look dumb.
For sure.
Like, would you moon people? You mooned people 100%. All the time.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going for that.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Big difference.
That's crazy.
I was total that idiot.
I couldn't do it.
Do black kids even moon people? That's such a white kid thing to do.
It is, but people used to do that in elementary, but it was just like, come on, bro.
What about showing your cock?
Nah.
See? That's white kid shit. Yeah. Did you guys ever egg houses?
Oh, yeah. We was egging.
You were egging? Did you play mailbox baseball? Do you know what that is?
What's that?
Did you ever do that shit?
Mailbox.
That's like the cruelest thing you could do.
With the baseball? Oh, you hit the... Oh,
yeah, you drive in a car and you come out of the side of a car and you just smack a...
I've egged a home.
Smack a car with a bat?
Smack the mailbox. You knock it right off the
thing.
Wrong.
Oh, yeah, I shouldn't have. Someone egged my grandfather's car.
What kind of car was it?
Not anything, you know, he was a working man.
Yeah.
And
Buick Regal.
It was not a great... It was like just a middle-of-the-road kind of car. And when they egged it, it made me so sad. And I thought back to the times where I egged people's houses, and I felt once again like I was being punished, deservedly so.
Yeah, that's karma.
Karma.
Did you ever TP houses when you were a kid?
No.
Did you ever do that? You ever TP a house?
No.
Probably did some crazy shit.
Yeah. Well, I think my favorite thing when we were kids, we used to play flaming tennis.
What's that?
You'd soak a tennis ball in kerosene. And because you light it on fire, it won't burn the ball. It'll burn the kerosene before it gets to the
ball. Really?
Yeah, and what's really cool is if you go to a tennis court and you do
nuts,
and you smack it around at each other, it'll leave little fireballs on the ground that'll burn for a couple of seconds. That's when you're stoned as a teenager.
Is it dangerous? Probably. But
no, how? Why?
And I'd love to do it sometimes.
Well, let's do it.
Like, yeah.
I mean, dangerous in the idea that like something could set on fire.
Exactly, yeah.
But I mean, isn't that part of the fun?
Yeah, I guess. Well, no, it'd be just the visual would be incredible. The worst thing I ever did that I'm thinking about in my childhood.
Pull this closer.
I mean, it was not the worst thing, but maybe it was. So I went to Hebrew school.
Yeah, so did me and Gata.
Yeah.
What was your Hebrew name?
Joshua.
Joshua? Yeah.
So a lot of guys named Joshua. So I went there, and it was the last, you know, you go there from like when you're like 8 to like when you're like 14 or whatever, like once a week. Same kind of deal as my resentment with the Frank story, where like, you know, I felt like I'd paid my dues as like a community member. Like, you know, I was a silly boy, but like I was definitely like sweet and like I was respectful for sure.
Yeah.
Last day of school. It's the last day. It's literally the last day. And I'm being extra chit chatty.
Mm-hmm. You're talking too much.
Yeah, to my friend. I'm not like, you know, mooning anyone, but I'm just like, you know, it's the last day. It's like, what do you want me to do? Last day of Hebrew school.
Yeah, I'm out.
And I got kicked out of class for talking too much.
Were you speaking in Hebrew? See, I bet you if you were chatty in Hebrew, they would have let you stayed.
I shouldn't even say this now that I'm thinking.
Say it. Say it. Dave, you're already there. Say it.
Well, they kicked me out, me and my friend, and it was just unjustified. It wasn't like, I know what I've done wrong. It wasn't worthy.
Right. So?
So I like, kicked a screen window in.
You kicked in one of the windows of the Hebrew school? David.
Yeah. Damn.
Shame.
That's crazy. The craziest thing I ever done as a kid, I remember I was in my partner house. I was like one of my boys. I was spending the night over house. You know how you a kid and you spending the night over your homie house?
Mm-hmm.
So we was over there. We did a prank call, man.
Were you prank calling people?
We prank called 911 and we said the roof is on fire.
What?
Yeah, bro.
You caused a real emergency?
Yeah.
The home is on fire.
They really came.
Of course they came.
They came?
Yeah, we got in so much trouble, dude.
How old were you?
It was probably like 8.
Yeah,
nine.
When you sleep over, sleepovers.
Yeah, it was like 8 or 9. It was crazy.
What else do you do at sleepovers?
We really did that, though.
When you were like...
I remember.
12. Did you have sleepovers when you were like 12?
Well, I was probably 12.
12 seems a little bit too old. Isn't 12 like 6th grade, 7th grade? What is 12?
Did you have sleepovers when you were like...
8 and 9, 10, like 9?
Really? I had sleepovers until I was like...
15?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I didn't have none when I was 15.
But that's you. I know that's a very you. You have a very...
When you guys had sleepovers with your male friends,
mm-hmm.
did you guys jerk off in the same room?
Oh. No.
No?
No. Did you?
Yeah?
Yeah. No.
I didn't do that.
Wow. Different rooms.
I mean, we would prefer different rooms for sure. Like if we had the real estate, we would all go to the different rooms.
Yeah, basements.
Yeah,
because you had basements in Philly.
Yeah,
you didn't have basements here in L.A.
Nah,
that's the weirdest thing to me. Where did you guys go to kick it? Like, if your friends came over, where are you going?
We going on the front porch, man.
Yeah, but okay, but at night, in the dead middle of the night, if someone's coming over and hanging out, you guys are still sitting outside in the front porch?
Nah, you'd probably be in the backyard. You know, it's safer in the backyard.
I love your backyard.
But isn't that so funny to think? Like, we went straight to the basement as kids.
Yeah.
Also, that's where you could hide if you were high. From mom and dad?
I never got high.
You never got high when you were a kid?
Too scared. My parents would, every time I came home at night, which was mm-hmm. like earlier than everyone else, because mm-hmm. I had like the smallest curfew, I had to wake them up, blow in their nose.
Oh, wow.
Ew.
So they could smell. And if I smelled like alcohol, of course I'm grounded. Never even a risk. Or weed. If I smelled like mint of any kind, grounded.
Mint?
Yeah, if I tried, that's like trying to hide it, obviously. Like gum, mint.
Well, you can't just chew gum?
Not if I went out.
Why? So if you go out and you're going to kiss a girl, you obviously have mint or gum.
I guess I really wasn't kissing
anyone. You sure you ain't a Tic Tac guy?
Wait, let him finish that. What was that? You were not doing what? You weren't kissing any girls?
No. First kind of consistent action I got was probably senior year.
Ooh. Senior year of high school was the first time you kissed?
No, I kissed, but just I said consistent.
Consistent.
Like, right. When was the first time you hooked up? Let me guess.
I probably was like...
14.
Nah, 13.
13.
Yeah.
13 years old.
We're talking sex?
Anything. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, way before that. 13, I was kissing girls like at 6.
Yeah, but you had sex at 13?
Yep. 13 years old.
I was 19.
16.
13 years old.
Right when I got my license.
13, 16, 19.
Perfect. 333.
Yeah.
That's why you get your license, so you can try to go sneak out and have sex. How did you have sex at 13? How old was the girl? 13 as well?
No, she was like 15 or 16.
That's incredible. Yeah, that a 13-year-old can pull up sophomore in high school?
Yeah, it was crazy.
You were in junior high?
Going crazy.
How did you even meet a girl that old? Like, were you hanging out with high schoolers?
You know, after school programs, you know what I mean? Basketball here, mm-hmm. there, you know, walk to, you know, get some food, all that type of gear.
Yeah. See? What a life.
Man.
What a life crazy. At 13? How nervous were you to talk to women at 13 years old?
Dude, I couldn't. Like, if when there were...
Well, you know, I'm comfortable around women. I grew up around... You know, my mom.
Yeah, you
my sister,
right. Women you
know
and I mean? Yeah, right. That's right. But also,
two women raised me.
So women know you well because you're well raised with around women. But also, to have that confidence to even hook up at 13. I'm talking about from a you level. Were you not like nervous or uncomfortable?
Oh yeah, I definitely was. Hey, I was sweating bullets.
Yeah, because 13, man, I couldn't. I was so nervous about even anything.
Imagine being born with a mutilated cock.
Oh,
yes,
my God.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Back then, I thought my dick wasn't even like real. Like,
did you even
like,
tell anybody about it?
A lot of my like closest guy friends knew. I had to tell them.
See, that's Ooh. Brave in and itself.
Yeah.
Like if you had something to hide, you wouldn't even tell your closest friends. Like that, if that, if you
nah,
had,
nah, nah, I ain't
no,
no, no,
right? See, I wouldn't either. I wouldn't tell anybody about that.
Niggas,
you're brave
niggas
to do
talk
that.
Too much, man.
Yep. People talk too much.
People gonna be talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you did because you trusted them.
Yeah.
Did they make fun of you for it?
Yeah.
What was the name they called you? Swiss cheese. Holy?
Definitely Swiss cheese dick, 100%.
Yeah.
Damn.
Man.
Did it ever hurt?
The making fun of?
No, physically. Was it ever painful?
No, no. Actually, I had like a bunch of urine infections when I
UTIs.
Was like, yeah, like when I was Ooh. Younger. I remember like bringing my mom in and like saying like, Mom, and then she like looked over my shoulder as I pissed blood. Like I remember that.
Blood?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Blood. Pissed blood.
Blood. Blood.
Mom looking over my shoulder at my mutilated cock.
Would your mom walk in the bathroom and watch you?
I asked her to come in and say, because I was concerned. I said, she should, you know, it's just type of thing.
I can comfortably say my mother's never seen my penis.
Ugh, my.
I mean, I guess when I was a baby.
Right.
At a certain age, they stop seeing your penis. Your mother saw your penis up through your teens.
I mean.
And I've met your mom.
I would have, you know, appointments with doctors.
And there were
things to discuss, like next steps.
But why would she? Yeah. Why not your old man? Your dad going in there makes sense.
I don't know.
Like, my old man came with me the first time I had to get a physical for basketball.
Right.
And I remember that he was, like, in the waiting room, and the doctor was really weird. I did not like this guy. I did not like this guy's vibe. He was at a creepy vibe, man. It was just very, like... He said a comment that I, to this day, like, it, you know, something echoes in your head. I don't remember much, but after he gave me my physical, you know, he feels your nuts and feels your abdomen and make sure you don't have like hemorrhoids or all this stuff.
Right.
And then he said to my dad, he's like, all checks out, everything's good. He's cleared to play basketball. He's growing up fast. He's growing up fast. It was a comment about
crazy.
My penis or my balls.
Yeah.
But either way, my dad, I remember my...
But you did get a physical, so he probably did check your height, your weight.
Bro.
You know, he probably was, you know,
but it was, this was the...
It's interesting. I thought the same thing you did.
Balls. It was balls and stuff.
Balls. But you're, I mean...
Yeah, but a doctor's a doctor.
You're right.
That wasn't your first time seeing him.
He's right.
You might be wrong for having your medical history.
I know. It's awesome.
Yeah. At first, I was like, 100%. And now, like, all I need to do is be like, well, you're actually... being measured in every way as
funny
as...
but the way he said it was like it was so like he's growing up fast like a weird gross it was gross otherwise he would have said like man he's getting tall I hope you know
he
would have followed it up with another thing about like man he's going to be a good solid 2-3 out there he's growing up fast he had just had my penis in his hands I didn't like it and my dad you know how dads don't listen to anything my dad didn't hear it at all. I remember thinking, like, say something. But he didn't. It went right over his head.
And you probably stewed in the car home.
I'm 37. I think about it today.
Yeah.
I see his fat face saying it.
I used to sit in the waiting room before a physical and put every single fiber of my being into not getting hard.
What?
I would just sit there and be like, don't get hard. That's how often I was hard.
I was like,
I can't go in there with a boner. I can't just have the guy like come in and I already have a boner.
Would you get boners that much you couldn't control it?
Yes. And pretty much always I wouldn't be hard when the person came in.
But a boner is a mental thing.
But I always got hard immediately once I got touched.
By a man or a woman?
Yeah.
Didn't matter. And what do you say?
Have a memory, which is crazy, of like my mom being in a room at one point and it happening and the doctor being like, no, it's so normal. I don't know if like this is like a myth, like a made up memory, but like I have.
No, I mean,
memory.
It sounds very real.
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten a boner in front of a doctor?
Nah.
No, I've never had that.
Yeah.
I've never had a hard on in front of a professional.
Oh, yeah.
I was so freaked out mentally by being in the hospital. I didn't like doctor's offices.
Yeah.
They gave me the
matter
creeps.
Matter of fact, it'd be too cold in there, too.
Way too cold. Man, you persevered through so many elements to get a hard on.
Yeah.
You're just a super horny kid. That's also because you didn't get to touch anything till you were 15.
And I'd be so embarrassed. You ever been in there when you got that
the smock?
Dress on?
The dress, with your butts out?
Man, that's
embarrassing.
Yeah, it's like...
I don't. Yeah. That's.
I actually, I love that dress. Gonna, I've been in it a few times, and I really like it. It makes
you me, like, because your butt's out a little bit?
No, it's just like I feel like I'm in there so infrequently when I have it on. It's just like a warm coat. Like it feels safe. It's like this is what happens. This is like what happens to people when they wear this little. And like you've seen it in the movies. And it's
see,
just like,
I see it's negative. It means something bad's happening. If you're in that dress and you're hanging out, you're not. That's not good.
Yeah.
Street clothes is probably positive.
Yeah. I was in that dress when I broke my nose.
Oh.
They got your clothes off because your nose broke?
Yeah, they had to.
I never even knew you broke your nose.
Yeah, because they put me under to fix my nose.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I broke my nose. They never took off my clothes, though.
Did they put you under?
Man, I got to knock
no.
on
wood.
Oh, would they just run like that or whatever?
Yeah, ooh. They adjusted my nose. Like and then they put like a splint on it or whatever.
Oh, no.
They so like, it would stay as straight
they did
as
procedure.
It could?
You know, somebody told me, and I can't believe
wait,
this.
Time out. What was the break? A punch?
I was playing basketball. Kid was posting me up.
Elbow.
Back of his head. He like, made like a move back of his head straight into my nose.
Oh, boy.
And then I looked in the mirror and it was like the, you know, the crooked nose. And then they put me under and it was.
Wee.
Yeah, I had to
there's
fix
an,
it.
There's an easy Jewish joke here, leaking? But I'm not going to take
in
it.
In here, we pour whiskey.
There's something interfering with your happiness. I've spoken about mental health on this show often, actually. And Gaeta, who's on the show, we did an entire episode of mental health on the show. Dave. With Gaeta describing how real it is, how legit it is, and how so many people suffer from it. And everybody needs help. If you're looking for help, BetterHelp is the spot. I'm telling you, it's wonderful. I've used it. I'm an advocate of it. They'll assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. And you can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line or a self-help line. It is professional counseling done securely online. They got a broad range of expertise. I am someone who's big into therapy and into communicating with someone about what's going on in your life, and BetterHelp definitely does help. You can log into your account anywhere, anytime. Doesn't matter where you are. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. You can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, which I think is awesome. And they're committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches. So they made it very easy to change your counselors if need be. And again, you can access it all the time from virtually anywhere, which I think is super important. It's cheaper than traditional offline counseling, which is huge because going to some weird doctor's office is also uncomfortable and weird. And nobody likes to do that. And this is a better alternative. You can see the reviews at betterhelp.com/reviews and read what everybody else has said. It works. Go to betterhelp.com/whiskey. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, and join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Whiskey Ginger listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/whiskey. 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/whiskey. Today's episode is brought to you by Manscaped, our go-to for men's below-the-waist grooming products. Manscaped new product alert. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's time to stop, drop, and order this brand new shaving kit that they just launched, introducing the Ultra Smooth Package. Specialized groin shaving kit to help you buff, protect, and smooth your most sensitive areas. Talking about the crop shaver, the crop exfoliator, and the crop gel, baby. It's time to crop that bush of yours and get right to the roots. And we got a discount. Get 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com with the code WHISKEY20, baby. These legends introduce you to the ball hair trimmer. And now we got the razor. Get you trimmed up front to back, back to front. Man, you no longer got to borrow your lady's razor in the shower. You got to get your own. We've been pushing Manscaped on this show. You know why? Because I use it and I love it. All right? I like the technology. I like that no-nick technology they got going on. I'm telling you, the razors are the same. Very smooth. I lifted and wreck. Lift and wreck. It was wonderful. They got that crop exfoliator infused with great ingredients to help soothe and clear out everything. The crop gel, see where you're shaving, and it's time to shave. That crop shaver was designed for shaving that groin area with confidence so you ain't going to nick and bleed out, baby. The crop shaver is great. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code WHISKEY20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code WHISKEY20 at manscaped.com. Smooth it out, fellas, with Manscaped. Your balls will thank you.
Ginger. I like gingers.
You broken your nose?
No.
From never?
I ain't never broke it.
In a fight, you've never had your nose broke? That, no.
Man.
What?
I ain't never broke my nose. That's crucial.
You never been in a fight?
No. How many fights have you been in?
Probably been in like a few fights. I've been in a few fights, man.
Who do you think's been in more fights between you two?
That's actually probably pretty good. Fights of my own or fights with friends? Like,
if you're throwing a fist at a person's face, I'm counting that as a fight.
No, but I'm saying knee one-on-one a guy?
No.
Two. Me fighting with other people three or four other times?
The two one-on-one.
College. We got into fights. We were hooligans. But one-on-one, me and a guy settling a dispute, two times.
Yeah, I've been in like less than a dozen fights, but more than five.
Yeah, I'm probably in that same ballpark, but only two of my own.
Yeah. I've never thrown a punch.
It feels so good until tomorrow.
The last punch I threw, I've thrown one punch in like 5 years. It was when I punched my friend. He lost a bet, and the winner of the bet was allowed to punch the other one in the butt. So I punched my friend Glenn in his butt, broke my wrist.
Wow.
That's the last.
Broke your wrist?
Broke my wrist.
Oh, my
That's the
God.
Weakest shit I've ever heard in
yeah,
my life.
And
You was crying, right?
I wasn't crying, but it hurt. Man, it was really sore.
Have you ever seen a fight and it made you, like something in the fight made you laugh? Like, I'll give you an example and you think about it. Like, well, I'll never forget. We were at
yeah, that was a
my girlfriend's.
I know. I've never. I feel like that was the purest.
My girlfriend's apartment.
I hope
and
they
this
got
is,
that. Laugh.
This is years ago. And these guys showed up who were friends with one of my friends. And then they were starting shit with one of my other friends. And I kind of knew, you know what I mean? It was almost like ancillary people.
Yeah.
But my buddy Jimmy, who's going to watch this or hear this and know, this other guy punches his friend, Ben. And Ben starts crying immediately. I mean, it was just like it was almost too quick. And he was bawling. And Jim, who's like a stocky, tough guy, played hockey in high school, as tough as nails. He was like, all of his focused, drunk energy was going to knock this guy out, right? Like, you could feel him like spring loading. It was And then he launched at this dude, but he jumped so hard and so fast, and this dude was already moving, that he was parallel to the ground and missed completely.
Wow.
I mean, didn't hit anything, and then bounced off of the kitchen floor, and I died laughing.
Yeah.
In the middle of a fight, I couldn't stop laughing.
Incredible.
But I watched his face smash off the linoleum on the kitchen floor, and Jim got up and pretended like it was okay, but I was like,
man, you're hurt.
He missed by a mile. I mean, right through the air, parallel to the ground. But that's the only time I've ever laughed in the middle of a fight. It made it stop for me.
Yeah.
I was like, this isn't funny. I can't fight these guys.
I got punched in the face twice in my life only. I mean, I got, and it wasn't like a fight.
They just hit you and went away?
Yeah, well, I got struck and then I cowered.
Why?
Am I going to fight him?
Yeah, well, that's the response to most guys.
Both times it wasn't deserved, because I don't believe you should ever punch someone in the face for like being bothered. But
right. If they punch you, you
I
should punch
I definitely instigated both times. First time, I was playing basketball with a kid. His name was Tristan, and I kept calling him Trisket.
Ooh, I like that. That's good. That'll get under his skin.
Call me Trisket one more time.
Oh, wow. He got serious.
And I said, put it on a Trisket and make a snack.
Oh.
And he socked me.
Yeah, you deserve
and,
it.
And like, I like was so shaken. That was the first time I was ever punched in the face. I was like in third grade. And I was like so taken aback. And like, it was like everything had changed like in that moment. And like, I like started crying a little bit. And then like the aide, like the, you know, the person who's like in charge.
Yeah.
She came up and like asked what happened. And I didn't tell.
You didn't snitch.
No. In fact, I thought about the motto of the school, which was take two. Two steps back, 2 minutes to think.
Such shit.
So I took
two steps back,
2 minutes to think.
That was the school motto.
At the time, like we had signs, and I remember thinking, like to myself,
take
"Man,
two.
Like good job, like you took two,
two steps back, and you took two. What did you think about?
I thought, like you know, what are you gonna do? Like telling him, like you did kind of deserve it, and you're not gonna, he's gonna get in a lot of trouble, and you're okay, and don't be a snitch.
Dude, I respected not snitching.
Yeah,
that's huge.
I respect
that's
that.
Huge.
But yeah. I consider myself, I'd be totally down to snitch. Like you know, like, I don't like that's a
now,
yeah.
So wait, that's the first time in third grade. Who hit you the second time?
Second
and you
time,
didn't respond twice.
Second, I mean, first time rocked.
You
like,
took two.
Took two and like regrouped by myself, like teared, crying, like, you know, but stayed composed. Jaw hurt. Had a party like the next period, you know, a party as in like people brought food. Couldn't even eat the food. Was jaw was just really fucked up.
Was that bad?
Yeah. Well, you know, it didn't hurt the next day, but like, you know, an hour after it, yeah, it really hurt. Like I remember like going like, and like it hurt right here. Next time I was in Australia studying abroad, when I went to Australia abroad, I was like, I imagine like the lawlessness you kind of described growing up, like that kind of in Australia, there was like eight guys who like all of us like had, just for whatever reason, just had no shot of like hooking up with anybody. Like,
yeah.
We felt like the American people on our thing were like so interested in Australian guys.
Of course.
The Australian women that we like pursued like at bars, like laughed at us. Like, as like, you know, we were so pathetic. Like,
oh, yeah. Man.
And so
because they have guys there with Australian accents.
Exactly. So we just ended up like just drinking with ourselves, like, and being like, just, we went out and like, you know, back then, like the Dark Knight had just come out, and like I was so reckless. Like, I don't even think this is cool or funny or anything, but I would like go to bars and like, you know where you like go up to the bar to like order a drink?
Mm-hmm.
I would just like take my dick out and like piss.
At the bar?
Yeah, on the bar.
Oh my God.
So horrible. Just horrible. I did it once.
Wait, because you were drunk or just because you thought that was
drunk
fun?
And I was like, I'm the Joker. Which is like not even a thing the Joker did.
No, he never pissed at a bar.
No, it's so stupid.
Although that might have been cut out. There might have been a piss scene.
Anyways, as you can imagine, I did get punched in the face one night because I was walking down the street and just a guy like was like walking this way, and I just went like pulled my pants down and showed a man my penis.
Don't do that.
And I said, hey man, what do you think about this? And he just rocked me in the face. And I was like honestly so drunk. And I think none of this is cool. And I just started, I have like a flash of my only memory is like just backing up.
Right.
Just like backing, like my, like I was like, my hands were up like I was a boxer, but I was backing up. And that's really, and I remember like, you know, walking the other way. And then the next morning again, my jaw sore.
Did you end up taking two?
You could have wired.
No, honestly, it was so blurry. The memory was like fuzzy.
Yeah.
It was like browned out.
You were browned out on booze.
Yeah.
Browned out.
I got clipped.
When was the first time you got clipped in the face?
First time I got clipped in the face was in middle school. I remember I was playing dodgeball. We was in the gym, and you know how you playing dodgeball. The object is to throw the ball at the, you know,
to somebody. Hit someone with the ball. Yeah.
So I threw the ball, but obviously when I threw it, he didn't like how I threw it. It was too hard.
Did you throw it at his head?
Nah, let me tell you this. You know how you throw the ball, right?
Uh-huh.
Somebody jump up in the air, it hit his legs. So he fell. So he hit his face on the ground and all that. And then I'm like, all right, man, my bad, bro. You good? He like, yeah, I'm good, or whatever the case may be. But he wasn't good. You know why?
Mm-hmm.
Because after class was over, when I'm getting some water at the water fountain, as soon as I turn around, right in the kiss.
What is really?
He sucker punched you?
That's a sucker punch.
He wasn't good. He wasn't good.
Because he said he was good.
Yeah, he said he was good. Man, I folded. I ain't gonna lie, because I was just like, damn, bro. Like, I'm just getting some water, bro. Like, yeah.
That sucks.
And then I kind of felt like guy. You. I kind of felt like I deserved it, but.
It was dodgeball.
You're competing. Yeah. Don't play the game if you're not ready to play. Ugh.
But
honestly, I hate that guy.
I was just so.
Who is this guy?
The way he hit me had me feeling like, damn, did I throw it too hard?
You know where you are. Speaking of which, where's Triscuit?
I don't know.
Do you know where Triscuit is now?
No, I don't. I assume he's in Philly. I like, and by the way, I like him. He's a great basketball player.
He doesn't like you anymore.
No, I got nothing but love for him.
For Triscuit?
Yeah. Well, Tristan. I call him Tristan now ever since I got socked.
Once he hits you, you do stop calling him.
He was a good dude. He was a good guy. I deserved it.
You don't deserve it. No, you didn't deserve it. It was basketball. Everybody talks shit during basketball. It's a part of the game.
Man, I had so many jerseys back then. At one point in my life when I was like that age,
yeah.
I had 51 jerseys.
How many AI jerseys did you have?
I had like four. I could have worn a different jersey for 2 months straight.
That's crazy. He said I
was an incredibly positioned.
You could have actually said you could have worn a jersey for every week.
Yeah.
52 weeks. That's incredible. You're one jersey shy. What was the best jersey in your closet?
The white, I mean for me the white like Iverson like the, it's hard, it's like cotton,
you like
candy
the white
blue
one, huh?
It's like a, it's not the six, it's a, it's, there was like a logo that was like, or like a uniform style that was like the first 2 years of Iverson's career, first 3 years, and it's beautiful. It's like
white,
soft
oh.
watermelon red and like baby cotton candy blue.
I'll pull up a picture. It's a filler.
I don't think so.
No, that was a 70, that was a Sixers jersey.
Yeah, I'm talking about.
Said Sixers on it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, it did.
Sixers. Yeah, that was the Sixers years.
Talking about, yeah.
Because for when he first joined, it said 76ers on those jerseys, and then they started writing Sixers in the 90s.
Yeah, I used to have some cold jerseys too.
What's your favorite jersey?
My favorite jersey would probably be.
Ooh, found it.
Let's see.
Actually, I just ordered it and it didn't.
Oh, yeah, I remember it.
Classic.
That ain't no damn Carolina blue.
No, no, he said cotton candy
that
blue.
Ain't no cotton candy blue. Cotton candy is sky blue.
It looks like your phone is cotton candy blue. Well, you know what that jersey is? That jersey is
colorblind.
Wait, I'm closing my eyes. Is that the jersey when he crossed Jordan? Isn't that the jersey?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep, that's the cross Jordan jersey.
It is the cross Jordan jersey.
First time, last time, by the way. First time, last time.
But no, well, you know what's crazy? They really do got that jersey you talk about, though.
I know. Well, I've seen.
Really? As in the Sixers?
Yeah. That sky blue, whatever you
No,
about?
The one he's talking about is a newer jersey. The blue like that you're talking about, that's like all blue. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Newer?
New-ish. Not from the most recent years.
Man, I'm going to pull it up for you.
Oh, I know it. I know it. Of course I know it.
Yeah.
That's sky blue.
That's what he's talking
that's
about.
That's not sky blue.
No, they got one.
That's royal blue. They don't have a sky blue jersey.
It's like an older one. Remember what they got? I think it's when Dr. J used to play.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sky I know what you're talking about. You're right.
It ain't royal. It's sky
You're right.
Blue.
You know, I know.
You're right.
Fine. I was thinking, you know what I thought about today, too? I saw a guy was driving erratically on the way here. I don't like when people keep changing lanes a lot,
yeah.
But they end up in the same place.
Mm. It
bothers me so much. You didn't go anywhere.
That's like speeding to get to a red light.
Yeah, he's there. Where are you going? And then he had a huge Raiders decal on the back of his window.
Go Raiders.
And I think about it, though. The Raiders have had such little loyalty to Los Angeles. How, if you're a Los Angelino, can you still like them? They were here. They went to the Bay. They came back.
What
and then they're
man?
In Vegas now.
What if that man is from
the Raiders in Vegas?
Oakland.
The Raiders are in Vegas now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you see what I mean? As a Los Angelino, there is no connection to them anymore. So my point is, as a kid who grew up with teams that were always there, it's weird that you grew up in LA and like, other than the Lakers, I don't know if anybody ever cared about the Rams that much.
No.
I mean, the Dodgers, yeah, but they came here in the late 68 or whatever, from Brooklyn. No, was it before that?
I don't know if it...
They keep on bouncing around, man.
But I'm saying, that's the problem with LA too, in sports teams. Like, how can...
That's
like,
wild.
When I see Raiders fans here, I'm like, how are you still fans? These guys barely were here at some point.
Yeah,
they kept
true.
Leaving.
That's true.
When did the Dodgers come to Los Angeles? I'm shooting it the wrong year, for sure. It's way... I don't, when they moved here was...
What, the Dodgers?
Yeah, I mean, like...
You know that was in Brooklyn first.
Brooklyn, yeah, the Brooklyn Dodgers. No, I know. Well, look at this. From the 40s to the 50s, Dodgers developed a fierce town rivalry, and then they moved...
The 70s.
Los Angeles in 58. So 58. Not 60, I thought 68 for some reason.
Oh, wow.
But so that's what I mean is, like, that's crazy to think that this powerful city, this huge city, has barely had teams stay here or be here for a long time. And one of the greatest basketball dynasties of all time. That's even more crazy to me.
Right.
What do you think it is? Just fair weather fanness?
No, I just think that this is a vulnerable market because so many people aren't from here.
Yeah.
So it's a weird marketplace, right?
Yeah.
Like I said this on this podcast before. I went to one time to pick up my lady from the airport. She was flying in back to Chicago separately. And I had so much time to kill because I had driven down from Milwaukee.
Mm.
I was doing a show. And I just went into a local bar by the airport. I was like, well, I'll just kill an hour here and get a beer. Dude, I walked in immediately. It was Bears game. It was Sunday. And they were like, hey, what's going on? You know, they don't know me. So warm. We were watching the Bears. We were talking shit. It was just like, doesn't happen here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know there's bars that exist here that do that. Like Philly. When you go back to Philly, come on. You walk into a bar.
Eagles.
Yeah, during
Sixers games.
Oh, it's nuts, right?
Flyers.
It's just nuts. It's just different.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You go here and you're like, we got to go watch a Lakers game in a bar. They're watching other shit too.
Yeah.
So why the Angels ain't left? That's Anaheim is a bar town?
No, but you know what's even crazier about that is they've changed the name 6 times. Now they're Los Angeles. They're the California Angels of... I don't even know what they're called.
Oh.
Yeah.
They're not even Anaheim anymore. The Los Angeles Angels
of Anaheim.
Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim?
I think so.
What does
like
that even mean?
That's a lot to absorb.
Yeah, that's crazy.
What's the name of your town again that you're from?
Cheltenham.
That's like the Cheltenham Red Jackets of Philly.
That's
crazy. What does that even mean? I don't even know. Just say it's Philly, then, but it's not in Philly.
That's wild.
Did you go to a lot of games when you were kids?
Yeah, for sure.
Sixers?
The most? I feel like it was pretty equally distributed between like Sixers, Flyers.
You were a hockey fan?
I wasn't the biggest hockey fan, but I just happened to go to a lot of hockey games. My like dad and my brother loved hockey, and we just got those tickets easier for some reason.
Yeah.
Like through my dad's work.
And, what was his work?
He did like pension plan work.
I've never been to a hockey game, man.
Never? We should. Let's go.
You know, I gotta say,
let's take him to
it's
a hockey
great
game.
Live sport.
That's what I'm saying.
I love the
you
cool
love
of
it.
The cool air is pretty cool.
You love the temperature
love
inside
that.
Of the
just that, it's like, arena. In an arena, it's like
then you get a little bit of UFC on ice. You know what I'm saying?
UFC on ice.
Yeah, they fight.
They fight on ice.
Hockey fights.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I don't understand what you're saying. I was thinking like, you know, Disney on ice, but UFC. Like,
no, he was
ice.
Ahead of the game.
Yeah,
you know, Gata, he's a step ahead.
Yeah, that is cool. I mean, it's crazy that they fight.
It's the best part of the game. By the way, speaking of the arena atmosphere, I went to Game 7 of the Clippers.
Oh wow. What was it like being in a full, like?
Honestly, no, it's not full yet.
Oh, how many?
It's not full yet. It's, well, one side is completely all those stupid paper cutouts.
Oh, yeah. They don't got full capacity yet.
The game was not fun. Something was missing.
Yeah.
Like beyond, it just didn't feel like a Game 7 should feel. You know what I mean? It just didn't feel like the tension wasn't there. Mm. Also, by the latter half of the third quarter, they were beating the shit out of them.
Yeah.
I mean, the clip, it was runaway. It was weird to me. So I didn't enjoy it. But also, it reminds me of whenever I go to Lakers games, how much better Lakers are to watch because of what they do to that stadium.
True.
The way they lower the lights and on the floor.
Why does every arena?
I think Lakers have the rights to doing that at Staples.
Really?
Clippers can't do that. I think they have the rights to that lighting pattern because the Clippers have never done that.
How do you have rights to a lighting pattern?
I'm sure that there's something in the contract that says we have the rights to the
building. Yeah.
Yeah. To the text.
But why doesn't like every other city do it?
That's a great question.
There's
that
no
I
way
don't
they
know.
Don't have the right. They don't, like the creative right.
No, they
have,
don't. Yeah. No, but they own it in Staples Center.
Yeah,
that I know.
I believe that.
Right.
But I don't know why another team wouldn't do that.
In here, we pour whiskey.
Are you tired of going to the grocery store and not knowing what to buy? Yeah, I do the same thing. It's so annoying. That's why I like HelloFresh. They cut out that stressful meal planning and grocery store trips so you can enjoy cooking and get to dinner on the table in just about 30 minutes. That's incredible. It takes me 5 hours to cook dinner because I don't know where anything is, and then I have to go to the store and come back and go to the store and come back. Try their quick and easy meals as well. They got 15 to 20-minute dinners, breakfast on the go, and way more. They offer 27-plus recipes to choose from every single week. I'm telling you, I love HelloFresh. We use it in our household. Yes, I'm a bad cook, okay? But with HelloFresh, it's simple steps. This isn't IKEA directions. You're not going to get a Herv and Flurrigan. It's going to be easy stuff that they provide for you to use. All you got to have is stuff to cook in, which I know you already do. And I love HelloFresh because they've delivered some great stuff to my door. It's been delicious during the pandy. And they offer flexibility you need to easily customize your order. I do really enjoy it. I genuinely do because I don't like looking for stuff. And their fresh ingredients are sourced directly from growers, delivered from the farm to your front door in under a week. Contact free, of course. Leave it, all right? Leave it! That's what they say. I do like HelloFresh. I do use it. It is wonderful. Go to HelloFresh.com/whiskey12. Use that code whiskey12 for 12 free meals. That's insane. That's way too much. Why are they giving that away? Including free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/whiskey12. Use the code whiskey12 for 12 free meals, including free shipping. Come on. This is great. This is HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. There's a new sex wellness brand that you should know about. It's called Cake. Cake, baby. Think of it as the new better version of KY or Trojan. Maybe things with your partner or your palm have gotten a little routine. Little same old there. And maybe even your threesome fantasies are starting to feel a little menage a blah. This is your life, then you need to try out Cake risk-free. Cake makes premium lubricants, sex toys, condoms, and more. Everything you need to have the most fun you've ever had inside the Love Cave bedroom or on a chaise lounge or in the back seat of a drop top, baby. Anywhere, really. Anywhere where it's, you know, not in front of other humans so you can't get in trouble in public. Upgrade your solo time, baby. Cake's bestsellers are products specifically designed for men's me time. That's code for Jay Owen. Tugging on the old pug. Their Solo Lotion is a cream that transforms into gliding lubricant as it warms from your own body heat. Come on, man. If you're into butt stuff, go to the Tush Kush. It's formulated to help newbies with backdoor play to ease it on in. You got to smooth it in. You don't just show up to the party and start yelling. You got to meet a couple of people, have a few drinks, and hang out. For guys to try toys, if you're into that stuff, you haven't tried it before, maybe you're weirded out. The Cake Stroker is the ultimate for dudes. It's amazing. Cool design. Not going to be awkward. Go try a toy in the bedroom. Be an adult. Have some fun. If it's not for you, that's okay. Because Cake has just regular stuff, too. All right? They've got lubricants. They don't need to get crazy sex toys. But Cake's on a mission to make sure that everything they do for you or to you is 100% satisfying. If there's ever anything about their products that doesn't turn you on, Cake will do the right thing and give you your money back. Full refund. No need to return the product. They don't care. They don't ask questions. Give you full refund. So I think this is huge. I've used some of the lube, and I got to tell you, it's a warm and it's a nice, like laying on a beach, baby. What are you waiting for? Make sex more fun and easy with Cake. Just visit HelloCake.com. Enter the code WHISKEY at checkout for 25% off. A quarter of your order is off. Click order, sit back. While more enjoyable, less awkward, shameful, more fun things come your way to your front door. That's HelloCake.com. Use the promo code WHISKEY for 25% off.
Ginger. I like gingers.
The Bulls don't.
Looks incredible.
No, we don't do it. The Bulls in the
they did it with Jordan.
The Knicks do it.
They, we did it with Jordan. They did it in the old stadium when I was a kid in Chicago. But that's also because the stadium was darker then. It was different. Now it's the United Center is like a big new. The old one was a smaller stadium. It's just old. The Madhouse on Madison. But I mean, you know, did you go to Laker games as a kid?
Yeah, I did.
You did?
I went to the Forum, you know, before they got to the Staples Center. I got to see Kobe and Shaq do their thing.
Man.
What's the best sporting event you've ever been to?
Kobe last game. My man. Thank you.
Did you guys go together?
Yeah.
Kobe's last game, man.
RIP. Wow. 60. Go.
60. Best sporting event?
62.
No, 60.
62.
I don't. Really?
No. 60.
It was.
I just wanted to do that to you.
It
for
was,
a second.
And by the way, it was like, you know, like they were down 10 with like 2 minutes left.
Yeah, he was.
It was like the most bananas. Important 60. He had to have 60.
Yeah. Is he the best you've ever seen live?
Yeah.
Is he the best you've ever seen live?
Hands down.
Did you ever see Jordan
no.
live?
Never saw Jordan.
I've seen them both. I don't know. Even though I'm biased because of Chicago, I don't know, man. Jordan felt. Kobe felt this way too, but. Jordan felt dominatory and like it was just no one was near him. And Kobe felt very much more controlling. What I mean by that is Kobe felt like he was making, it was all like
planned.
Very coordinated.
Yeah.
Right, Jordan
just felt like he was just, physically. It was just a new league for him. It was like, I have to beat all these guys this way. Kobe, to me, for some reason, felt significantly more angled in a lot
methodical.
Of...
Methodical.
Methodical, yeah, maybe. Yeah, yeah, and I'm sure... And Jordan was, too. It was just...
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying.
The dominance was different with Jordan. It felt so... It felt like...
Jordan's like LeBron mixed with Kobe, kind of.
Yeah. It was just people were like little... It was people were like this to him. And Kobe felt like he could just...
I mean, you can't even... Like, these guys are... LeBron, Kobe, and Jordan are all so incredible.
Yeah.
Like...
Who's the biggest bust you've ever seen?
Bust. Well, I mean, I guess Sam. You want to turn your phone off?
No. This reminds me.
Oh,
it's a give grace. I'm supposed to give grace.
What's grace?
You know, give grace to the Lord above and to just take a minute to respect the universe and those that we love and that we miss that are gone. So, can we give grace for a second? No, that's just my Ring. My backyard camera went off. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. when I talked today in the press or yesterday in the press conference that I lost money at Bitcoin, I did.
I could tell it was serious.
Oh yeah,
I was dead serious.
Nuts.
Am I so foolish for not paying, like investing any like mental capacity with like learning about this stuff? I probably
no.
Really?
I didn't do it until recently, and I'm mad I did it.
Yeah.
I have no reason to do it. I shouldn't have done it. My boy got me into it.
I mean, there's.
Ooh,
I didn't lose a lot of money.
Are you mad at your boy?
No, not really. He's not his fault.
Is it easy to get your money?
Grand?
I'm mad at him.
Is it easy
no,
to
get... No, it wasn't 13. I was exaggerating. I didn't lose that kind of money.
Getting
no.
your money out, is that a breeze?
I think you have to meet a guy somewhere. You have to go meet a guy somewhere.
Really?
No. Dave, I don't even know. I don't know how to do it.
I didn't think it was...
No, you have to like put it... You can run it. You run it through PayPal.
Yeah.
Cash
App.
Cash App, PayPal.
I sold a piece of a Bitcoin the other day.
You got Bitcoin?
Well, I sold a piece of it.
Look at Gator Bitcoin.
You have the app?
Yeah, it's on Cash App.
Yeah, it's on Cash App. You can use PayPal or any of that stuff to buy it, to sell it, to do all that stuff.
I'm getting old.
No, no, no. Well, you're younger than me.
Yeah.
But I hesitated going in on it.
What did I say?
Bitcoin sale. You sold it. Oh, good. Smart man.
Did you make money?
You know what I'm saying?
$73?
Hey, hey, hey. Don't expose this man's finances like that. You don't know how vulnerable he could be with that money right now. Although I will say,
What percentage of a Bitcoin did you own?
1/8, 1/1000th. Yeah, one. No, I think they're up to like 37 grand now. You owned a bit of a Bitcoin. You owned a very small bit of that coin. I respect.
How are they even divvied up at that fraction of a level?
Because anything is you can do that to anything.
I guess you're right.
Oh yeah.
Nah, to be honest,
you can buy the smallest amount. You can buy $10 in if you feel like it.
But to be honest, which the reason why I got somebody paid me in Bitcoin. That's how I ended up with it.
Who paid you? What do you mean? For a gig you did or something?
Somebody paid me for a post on, you know, social media post. And they paid me in Bitcoin.
And Gator's on Cameo, by the way.
Oh yeah.
Shout out to Gator's Cameo.
GD Gator. Cameo.com,
GD Gator.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's for real. How many are you doing a day? When we talked last time, you said you were doing like 5 or 6 or something like that.
Yeah.
Are you doing more?
It boosted up a lot, man. I made a killing on there, man. Shout out Cameo, man.
Would you do that?
Shout out all the fans.
I don't.
Man, he too busy, man. Hey, Cameo.com, GED Gator. But I ain't got too much
just
work
plug
on Gators. This.
Well, would you ever do it, Dave?
I would do it for X amount of money. I would definitely, like, if they were like, hey, you can get, if they were like, hey, 10 grand a video to, like, that.
You can set your price to whatever you want.
Mayweather charge a 1,000.
Why do you think no one would pay 10 grand?
For a little iPhone video, it's no one.
How do you know?
I just know my worth right now.
People have so much money that, like, some people with so much money, they're willing to waste it on the dumbest stuff.
Yeah.
Let's see who do you think the most expensive?
I'd like to know that answer.
Who has the most expensive Cameo?
Great question.
I want to know.
Mayweather.
Kevin O'Leary. Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank.
Oh, how much he charge?
Wonderful doesn't come cheap. At $1,200 a pop.
Oh, yeah, that's
he has crazy. The most expensive rate on Cameo, according to People.com, as of February 10th, 2021.
$200 more than Mayweather.
$1,200?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, if I knew that I could get $1,200 for making a 15-second video, I would spend a day making that, one, probably like...
Oh, other people have had higher, but doesn't mean they're not on there anymore. Caitlyn Jenner... is $2,500.
Woo! Big money!
Chris Angel, you could get a magic trick for $1,000.
Wow, for real?
Yeah, $1,000. Yeah. Shaka Khan for $600. Who does Shaka goddamn
shit?
That's
dope.
I don't even know who Natalie Bassingwaith is. Do you know who Natalie Bassingwaith is?
I know, it's
I've never heard
name.
Of this human being in my life. $500 American for
crazy.
Natalie Bassingwaith.
Yeah.
Guys, shout out to Natalie Bassingwaith, who's probably banking. But that's what I'm saying. People obviously do it.
Yeah, for sure.
People are giving Natalie Bassingwaith.
Would you do it?
They first came out and I tried it. I tried it for like, I don't even know, a couple of weeks. And I rudely set my price very high because I didn't want to do it. Mm. And I did like 2 maybe. And then I stopped. I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. Because it's just not for me. But it was when it first premiered.
Yeah.
Like years ago. I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago.
I love the fan engagement, man.
I like fan engagement. I miss it.
That's what this is for me, though. This is my connection to the fans, is doing the podcast, stuff like that. So,
oh, yeah, definitely.
For me, the Cameo thing was tough because I also don't know what some people are going to do with those. So I'm like, what is he going to do with us?
Yeah, you know, they just pass it on to their loved ones and, you know.
Yeah, but that because your fans love you. They're not going to do anything weird with it.
Probably so.
They would do something weird with yours.
Yeah.
And mine.
I see what y'all saying.
Yeah.
People are creepy out there.
Yeah, and but for you, they love your, because how genuine and like sweet you are, and
what
how
a sweet man.
They love your cool sweetness.
Man,
for me and him, we're goofball clowns. They got it. They want to do something stupid with it, and they always ask me dumb stuff to do. They would add, their requests were terrible.
Like what?
Oh yeah, I feel what you're saying.
Like will you film one in the bathtub with you shouting out my da da da? You know, it was like. Well, it was never just, can you say this?
Yeah.
Like, what's the dumbest request you've gotten that you didn't do?
I've had a few. Probably about, like, some along the lines of, tell my brother you hate him, or, like, it'd be some crazy
stuff. Yeah. Tell him you want to kill him or something like that.
Yeah, it'd be saying some crazy stuff.
Yeah, see, mine was way wackier than that. That was like, will you do the mangina for me and my buddy Steve and give a shout out to our Uncle Mark, who's a, you know, it was like that. And like, a piece of me is like, that could be funny.
Yeah.
But my favorite ones to do, though, are to people's dads.
Like, what? Like, what do they say? Do you give a shout out to my dad?
Just like when they be like, yo, my dad's a fan. Like, That's just
you got a lot of dads fans?
Yeah, that's kind
of,
yeah.
Who do you think your biggest fan base is?
Probably like the 18 to 35-year-old white man.
White males.
Yeah.
Toxic.
Yeah,
What about you? Who's your biggest fan base?
I wouldn't say the biggest. I don't even know. I can't even put a
But you got a you have a lot of women. You got a lot of female fans, don't you?
No, I got a lot of men fans. Why do you think, male fans too?
Why do you think he has a lot of female fans?
He's suave.
I got a lot of mine.
Why do
mixed.
You think it's weird for me to think that he has a lot of you know he has a lot of female fans?
I would not
Women
like,
love this fucking dude.
I wouldn't like classify him. First off, any woman he meets, I think he can charm for sure. But
that's
would,
my point.
But I would not classify Gaeta
As a ladies' man?
As like a sex symbol.
A sex symbol.
Different. Ladies' man.
You can become one.
Ladies' man. Sex symbol and ladies' man are two different things. Gaeta's a ladies' man.
I don't think if I looked at Gaeta's like analytics, they would like skew women. That's what I'm
saying.
I think
he would have more women than you.
He would have better percentages
like
because I skew so male.
It's probably like half.
I'm like unfathomably male.
I'm 99.86 male.
The fan base be split. It'd be like 50-50.
See, I'm telling 50-50. You.
I think I'm like 70-30. That's where you want
to
be.
Can you admit to him he's a ladies' man? Will you say that on the show?
No, because I think he is a 50-50, and that is not a ladies' man.
That's a ladies' man.
No, like Trey Songz is like 70-30 women probably.
He's sexy, different. You see what I'm saying? If you exude sex.
You got a lot
sex,
of women fans too, bro. I get a lot of DMs saying like, yo, tell Dickie I want to suck him. Like all that type of stuff.
Do you forward that on to him? Screenshot, send
know
it over.
I don't wanted to hear that stuff. But
yes, he does.
He got a lot of female fans.
Look, I know you do, but you know what I'm saying. Yeah. If a guy exudes sex, he's a sex symbol. Usher.
Yes.
Okay. He's not a ladies man. He's a sex symbol. Right? Mm-hmm. Big difference.
Yeah.
I'll give you an example that isn't Gaeta. A ladies man that we know. Taco would be a ladies' man, not a sex symbol at all.
Okay,
but women love him because he's sweet. He's got that. His vibe is right.
Yeah,
his style is good.
Yeah,
bro, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A sex symbol would be
Lenny Kravitz.
Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah,
not a ladies' man. Sex symbol.
Let's think. Can we think of more ladies' men
that we know as friends, or just
or,
in general?
Or the general public knows.
I would say And there's only a few guys that can do both. Denzel Washington can do both.
Yeah.
Mm.
He can be a sex symbol and a ladies' man.
True.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Why? I don't know why, but he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, who else? I'm trying to think of who else. In rap world, who's a ladies' man versus who's a sex symbol?
Well.
Like, what's DaBaby?
I think he's a ladies' man for sure.
Yeah, right? See?
Yeah. I think that's a great ladies' man. I think ASAP Rocky is a sex symbol.
He could be both.
He's both.
Yeah, what about Future?
He got Rihanna.
Yeah, that's true. Future to me is like a...
I think he could be both, honestly, Future.
In a dress, he's a sex symbol.
Tuh!
In streetwear, he's a ladies' man.
Young thug.
I meant thug. It is interesting, though.
You gonna be okay to drive, brother?
He's not. It's one beer. Are you gonna make him blow on your face?
No.
Like mom and dad?
I can't
believe your parents would make you wake up and do that.
Wake them up.
Oh, the
wake them up, I mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
Breathalyzer thing.
Did your mom have stringent rules on you when you were a kid? Like, did she have rules like that at all?
Nah, she had no really rules besides just, you know.
Did you have a curfew?
Be home at a respectable time.
What does that mean? What's respectable? For Dave, it was 7:30.
No, it was like 11.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not too bad.
It's not great when you're like a senior in high school.
Oh, that's senior year?
Yeah, like junior year probably.
Mine was between midnight and 1.
Mine was 1 a.m.
Yeah.
Because my mom used to say nothing good happens after 1 a.m.
Yeah, she's probably right.
And the reason she said that is it was midnight. But she knew there was a lag of I would probably be leaving my friend's house at midnight.
Yeah.
True.
I wouldn't dare be late.
Mine was always a window. It was always like, just get home at the right time. I knew if I was out past 1, which I would do sometimes, like one time I broke into a water park with this beautiful girl who was like a friend of a friend, and it was an opportunity of a lifetime.
Yeah.
Trespassing.
This beautiful woman, she was like, wanted to hang out with
you
just me.
You have the whole
me.
Park to yourself now?
We broke in at night. Sea Lion Park. We
a
broke
water
in.
Water park?
Unbelievable.
Did you get on rides?
Yeah, we went down the slide.
Wow.
That's
but we
dangerous.
Had to. But no, what do you mean?
In the nighttime, bro?
No, yeah, we were fine.
What if they would have took the water out and you didn't even notice?
Well, then you'd have to be so stupid.
So stupid.
But you know what I mean?
What no, I don't know what you mean.
If you slid down.
You know how long it would take to drain a pool at a water park? It's like
no, he means, I know what you mean, what you're saying. But you can look right there. You see, is the water flowing?
Yeah, we saw it. Yeah, Sea Lion Park.
What about
we
kissing? With huh? The woman? Kissing.
I kissed her.
Was it like more?
Yeah, it was more.
What'd you do sexually?
We did sex.
Raw?
Finger banged her.
No.
Gator.
Like that's disrespect. Yeah, we made love. No, I'm sorry. We made love.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
Yeah.
I got to sneak away with this girl who was moving to New York to be like a model.
Wow. Wow.
In high school, it was the coolest thing I think I'd ever done ever. All of,
still?
And she, yeah.
Yeah.
And no she wanted way. To hang out Probably. With just, no, incredible. She wanted to hang out with just
me. The hottest
me.
Girl is moving to New York to be a model. Is they're going into a water park.
Broke into
night,
a water
just
park.
The two of them and like yeah. hooking and fucking.
Yeah. It was cool. It was very cool. I don't think anything I've done in my older years was as fun as that. Also, it was whimsical. It was like out of a movie.
Yes.
The way we broke in was so fun too.
How?
Well, because I was like, we got to find a convenient way to get in. And there was the bathrooms was like a flat top roof. And there was fence with barbed wire wrapped all around the park. But there's no barbed wire around where the rooftop is of the bathroom. And that butts up to the edge of the street, right? Yeah. So all we had to do was get up there. So I was like, if you can climb up halfway through this fence, grab onto the roof, you can step on the barbed wire. We had shoes on and pull yourself up. But I was like, I'm not going to make this girl do this.
Yeah.
But she was 6 feet tall. She was as long as me.
Yeah.
She did it like a spider. Bop, 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 bop. Climbed right on the roof like it was nothing.
I'd be very scared to step on barbed wire.
Models do a lot of crazy things.
When it was crunched
too.
At the end, it was fine. It was like all together. Nah, it's not daunting like you think it is. Models do what?
Nah, they do a lot of like crazy stuff, you know, for photos, just for a photo op.
You know.
But this was not for a photo at all.
No, but I'm just saying she easily was able to do that.
He's saying she had training.
Yeah, you know.
You have a lot of models in your life, huh? Yeah, you've had a lot of model girls?
I had some baddies, man.
And see, we're not allowed to say baddies, are we?
Baddies.
If you called a girl baddie, she would be like, what are you doing?
We're such losers. Like, it's so cool when he says it. And if we were like, yeah, like,
had a couple of baddies.
A baddie and
dork.
Yeah. Oh, it'd be so bad.
Why do you? Why?
You're crazy, man.
No, but it's true.
We
say that and you sound like a loser.
Yeah.
Like, even if you say, like, I had this dime, like, if you said I had a dime, you sound like a dork.
Yeah.
You can say that.
Yeah. But no. but that's just like, you know, a girl wouldn't expect me to just walk up and say, hey, what, you know what, I think you're attractive. She'd expect me to say, damn, you're fine or something.
Yeah, and they would say.
And what do you, can you say, damn, you're fine?
I'm more of like, I think you're so attractive.
Exactly, that's what I said.
Yeah, you're not allowed to say, damn, like, you fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
you know. I mean, I like fine is a word that I use a lot. Usually I say men are fine. Like.
Like who? Who's like fine?
Drake is fine, you know? Like.
What is he, ladies man or sex symbol? This is tough.
Right.
Is he another dude?
He's got to be both.
Is he a twofer? He's a twofer.
He's got to be both.
He's fine to you? You would say Drake is fine?
Yeah, who else is fine? There's so many. I mean, Denzel is so fine.
Pause.
Tom Hardy.
Yeah, he's a sex symbol.
Fine.
Sex symbol.
Man.
And he's ambiguous, too.
What does that mean?
Sexually.
Oh.
He's been asked what his sexuality is, and he doesn't really like to answer it. He gets like annoyed. There's a great interview online.
Interesting.
He's like, why do you care?
I wanted to see that interview.
It was just kind of boss of him. He was like, why do you care? What's at your business?
Yeah. That's a great answer.
Because I think the guy was, the person asking the question was, I don't know if he was gay, but I think what he was trying to do is put him in a place where he's like, are you part of the LGBTQ a community is what he was doing.
Yeah.
And Tom Hardy was like, what's that to you?
Yeah.
It was very, it was like the most boss move I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Because he is straight, but who knows? I don't know.
What an actor.
One of the best of all time.
He's great.
He's up there. He's Hall of Fame.
Bane.
How come they don't have Hall of Fame for actors or musicians?
They definitely have it for.
What do you mean? They have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and the Songwriters Hall of Fame.
They don't have the Hip Hop Hall of Fame.
Yeah. That's true. That's
why funny. Not? Because you, because like Run DMC, they went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, correct?
Right.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
Yeah.
They're not rock and roll.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess they were emerging of both genres.
They are.
But how come they're not in the Hip Hop Hall of Fame? By the way, the alliteration between Hip Hop Hall of Fame sounds great.
What was the other Hall of Fame? We said there was another thing.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
No, but you said how come blanker? You said actors. What's the Hall of Fame for actors?
There is none. I mean, no.
No, there's not.
No, you get
inside
you get
the
get
awards actors studio.
With
is that the Hall of Fame?
No, there is no Hall of Fame. You get an Oscar is kind of like saying that you're in the Hall
that's
of Fame.
That's winning a championship.
Actually, if you get a star in Hollywood,
that's winning like a championship. No, you can buy those. That's not star in Hollywood's not like you think it is.
Oh, you could buy those, huh?
You can't just...
Gator calls me, he's like, yo, calm down. My ceremony's at noon.
Yeah.
Actually, I would love to buy you a star. I'm going to buy Gator a star. Two things. We need to take Gator, we need to get Gator a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
That's got
to
sell his Bitcoin first.
Hold.
Hey, that's some cold
and we take
Gator,
you to a hockey
though
game.
Hey, that's some cold Gator, though. Like, yeah, I bought a star. It had a whole ceremony.
No, for real. Look, because I can tell you, I don't
you
know how
really
much they
do
cost.
That?
Yeah, bro.
I don't know. You can't. Money can't buy you a star alone.
They have to ask if you're interested, and then you pay for it.
So there are non-famous stars?
How much does a Hollywood Walk of Fame star cost?
Wow,
no, they just ask you if you're interested in being on the...
Right.
And then you buy it. $50,000.
Yeah, but they have to ask. They have to ask.
So they got
to
ask you.
Yeah, but they ask a lot of people.
Let me see.
They want the money. Scroll up to the top.
How is there more space for the stars?
Because Hollywood Boulevard is like 7 miles long.
How many stars are there?
That's a very good question. Let me see, Gator. Let me see this. See, 50 Gs. You want one for 50
I need
Gs?
One of those.
Can FX pay for that?
That's dope. So.
Write a letter to FX. We want Gator's.
We need them, bro.
I want.
We need them. We all need them.
How many
them
stars are on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
We need them, bro. I see a lot of blank spots out there, too.
Take a guess.
My guess is...
Wow.
Is it astronomical number?
No, it's... I just didn't think it was this.
My guess is 139.
What, Blake?
What do you think? How many world-famous Hollywood Walk of Fame features? How many terrazzo and brass stars embedded in the sidewalk? How many do you think? He said one.
What? Empty or?
No. How
terrazzo
many are filled out?
Oh, filled out?
Yeah.
Oh. 2,000.
And you said how many?
139.
Ding, Gator. 2,500.
Oh.
Gator was right.
You know I thought you were going to say that 139 was right.
I know, exactly. I saw you. I looked at you when I said it. Ding,
you
ding.
You just got to think about all the decades and years.
Yeah.
And
yeah. This says more than 2,500. That's like along 15 blocks, 15 city blocks.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too. Like, it's probably like.
And 3 blocks of those are on Vine. It's so sad to be on Vine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's probably like 50 stars on each block, 100 stars on each block.
At least. They're like, you know, wouldn't it be a bummer though that they're like, hey man, you're going to get a star? And they're like on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and they're like on the Vine. You're on Vine.
I know Hollywood and Vine is like a phrase,
it's iconic.
But I don't know. I have no idea what it looks like or
the
what
intersection?
The implications are.
Katsuya's there.
I don't know. I'm so sense of direction, like where things are, is like probably my biggest flaw as a human being.
Where are we now? Don't say where we are now. Don't give it away.
You
don't even know what part of the city we're in.
Like, I only because I asked you when I got here.
Oh, that's right.
But then I couldn't place where that is in the, like, I have no idea if that's like right. I mean, I know it's not left, but like, I don't know like where, I have no idea where it is.
Topographically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that way for you? Do you know maps? Do you know direction or no?
Yeah, I know direction. I'm pretty good with direction.
Like if I showed you guys a blank map.
Ugh. If I was driving... And my GPS, like on my phone and my like, car,
working.
Didn't working.
You're
I
lost.
Would have to sleep in my car.
You wouldn't know how to get home,
or like stumble upon a hotel. I'd have no idea how to get home.
I could get back to your house.
Ooh.
I would have no clue how to get back to my house right now.
Without even reading the freeway signs.
Only I wouldn't know how to get to the freeway. I'd have no idea.
Oh yeah.
I'd have zero. I mean, I'd drive around aimlessly, and I'd get lucky eventually.
Yeah.
And then see, like, you know.
Have you always been that way?
Yeah, in my hometown, you can plot me down anywhere and I'd have no idea how to get home.
That's so sad.
It's crazy.
Like, what direction do you think you're facing right now? That way is which way, do you think?
I have no idea. Zero, I guess, is like as good as any idea.
Mm. What do you, which direction are you facing right now, Gator, that way? Which direction do you think that is? Do you know?
Direction.
Wow.
Like, south?
Yeah, that's a direction. That's
one
of them.
Yeah, I'm not even sure. Because we in this room, no windows and all that. But,
that's right.
Yeah.
You came in the door
right
that
the
way, and the
street
is right out there.
How would you know? You could plot me in the middle of the street. How would I know if I'm where I'm looking south? Or how would you know?
I always know. That's north.
But how?
Because of the North Star.
I guess people must know.
because I always know. I can always feel it inside my
so
being.
So you have a great sense of direction.
Phenomenal. You can drop me anywhere. I can be to a city one time. I've been to Philly three times. I know Philly like the back of my hand. I swear to God, I could get around Philly right now.
That's crazy.
Put me anywhere. I can.
I'm the opposite.
But it's not because I know street names, because that's harder. I know where to go. I'll remember landmarks and go, oh, I need to go here to get back to this place.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Northwest.
Yeah, that's north. Yeah. See? Right. Told you. It's good. Yeah, he's got his compass out. See? Yeah. He wanted to make sure I was right. Yeah, you plot me in Philly, I know Philly.
Fact check,
baby.
I don't know anything.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, it's sad, but it's fine. It's sad that you get lost and you wouldn't know where to go.
Yeah.
That's sad to me.
Technology is great, though. It's never let me down. It is risky to rely on technology to the extent that I'm doing, I suppose.
What? Ways they never get you the wrong directions?
Yes, man, they have.
I've always seen you.
They make you like turn left sometimes.
They put you in the wrong places for no reason. Yeah. I don't like Waze.
I'd rather be put somewhere than be having no guide.
I like Waze.
I'll go anywhere. Even if it's an indirect path, I'd like it.
Waze do to get you there a little bit quicker, though, sometimes.
Are you excited about this season or no? We don't have to talk a lot about the show, but are you excited or no?
Yeah.
About this TV show that we made?
I'm very excited. I feel like my expectations were
You think it's better than season one?
Yeah.
Do you think it's better than season one?
He hasn't seen it.
Oh, what out of...
I thought you said yesterday you saw. Didn't you see a couple episodes or no?
I showed him two episodes tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, tonight you saw it?
Yeah.
Oh, you said... Okay. I thought you said you were... What did you see? Which ones? One and two?
One and two.
Yep.
Did you like them both?
Phenomenal.
Good answer.
Phenomenal.
There's
just a...
No.
First off, I feel like, and when you also take into the fact that we just did this during a pandemic, it's really unbelievable.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But even independent of that, if there was no pandemic, I just feel like the level up in it feels like just a different quality of show.
The look does?
The look. I mean, the comedy and the acting and the stories, they're all as A1 as they can be.
Yeah.
Which is great. But we had that last year too. But then this year, I just think that we like really stepped up the look. But beyond the look, it's just, I think we honed in on what we love from last year, what our strengths are. And like, I just feel like we're just getting better and better. And I'm very excited. Good. Like, I have no fear about like disappointing.
Reception?
No.
I think reception was helped for sure during the pandemic. And people really had time to watch too. So I hope that carries over this time.
Man, that helped us out a lot too, by the way, that pandemic.
Well,
man.
I think
it's unfortunate, but
I think it helped in the sense that people were going to watch that show. It just gave people more time to watch the show.
Yeah.
Like a lot of time people need to break up stuff because they just can't get to stuff and really follow along.
People was just going home every day.
Or people were at home every day.
Yeah.
They didn't go anywhere. You didn't leave for how many months? Nice. So paranoid.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was at the crib.
You were out living.
I was wiggling. Just a little bit.
Wiggling through the pandemic.
Do you get excited to watch it every week?
I don't watch it.
You don't even watch it?
I have watched the first season now at this point.
Interesting.
I can't watch stuff when they first come out.
Really?
It gives me anxiety.
Dang.
I don't like to watch stuff that I do when it first comes out.
Yeah.
I have to give it some time.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn. Why?
You're so
like tomorrow
phenomenal.
Night is giving me anxiety.
Oh, because wow.
I know we're going to watch some.
Yeah.
And it just gives me the creeps.
Yeah.
And I've always been that way. I don't like it.
I understand the concept of being that way.
I don't know. It's just internally something makes me feel weird. I couldn't explain it to. What's the most uncomfortable you feel in public sometimes? What scenario do you not like being in the most?
Like, I feel that way if you played, like, my old music to people just sitting listening to my
there.
Music. It would make me just want to, like, run into a brick wall.
Okay.
Meanwhile.
But my old music isn't good, and you're on
no,
camera.
No, I'm sure your old music
so
I'm sure your old music is good. You just don't like it anymore.
Yeah.
But it's just because, like, everything that
you... Do you ever watch yourself and you're like, oh, my God, I did so well in that moment?
No. But sometimes I'll watch and go, oh, that's better than I thought I did. Like sometimes in my brain,
so
I'll think
good.
A scene was not good.
Yeah.
And then I'll watch it and go, okay, that was better than I thought.
Yeah.
Mm.
That I do that sometimes. But for the most part, I know when I did good and I'll go, okay, I like that. Or I knew going into it when I see it play out, I'll go, yeah, I did like how that was. I knew that was going to be good because I felt it.
Yeah.
Right.
But sometimes I'll be surprised. Were you surprised at some of your stuff?
Yeah, I was surprised, man. I was definitely surprised. Like, when I'm not speaking, you know what I'm saying? Like the things I'll do when I was not speaking, I really like.
Yeah.
Year. When you guys watch it, do you have like, do you just watch yourselves or not even remotely?
I watch everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watch the show.
Yeah.
So when I that's what I'm saying. When I come on, it just my heightened response system starts to kind of get overwhelmed.
It's kind of like when I see a director or editor's rough cut.
Yeah.
Like an edit. Like, and to me, there's nothing I like. That's like my version of like, oh my god, because like I have such a specific vision and taste for what I like. And if I don't work on something and it's something totally different, then I just see all the stuff and I'm just like, oh no, did we even do it right? And
well, you're
like,
seeing so much raw stuff.
Yeah.
Speaking of getting deeper in acting though, Gaeta shot a movie.
Oh yeah.
Kudos. That's your first movie, right?
Yeah, yeah. With your boy, Matt Walsh.
Yeah, with Matt Walsh. Do you know who Matt is?
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
You, Matt Walsh, up in the mountains, right?
Yeah.
Didn't you shoot that up in Arrowhead or Big Bear?
Big Bear, Angeles, California.
How was that?
It was cold the first day. It was snowing, but it was a dope experience, man. Just, you know, being able to show my range and, you know, show people that I could be somebody else than Gaeta. So it was a great opportunity just learning.
What's the name of the character?
Dante.
Dante.
Yeah.
I like that. Dante. Dante's Inferno.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what was it? What kind of, it's a comedy? What is it? What is it?
It's not really a comedy. It's more so like more like a serious movie to me.
Like a drama?
Yeah, like a serious. I wouldn't say drama though. It's not really a drama.
No.
But the feel of it is kind of like serious to me.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just can't wait to see the final, you know.
When does it come out?
I'm not even sure. It's a whole, you know, as they say, it's a process.
Yeah, it takes forever.
It must be crazy. I'll say this. I've never had to like be in something and like just show up and just like watch how people like edit it together and like what choices they, like, you know, the thing with me is like I make every single choice of what goes on the TV.
Oh yeah, like that's what's crazy.
Because you've only done your show.
Yeah, like I would have such trouble like making, you know.
When you do something else, it's gonna trip you up.
Yeah.
You're gonna do a movie and it's gonna weird you out.
It's gonna weird me out.
Like, you know, Space Jam, which you should have been in.
Yeah, like if I did Space Jam, I would, like, you know, I always control the edit.
Well, you couldn't even touch, you couldn't even come, they wouldn't even let you near it.
I know.
What about
that's where I'm gonna probably write my
weren't you bidding to do White Man Can't Jump? Aren't they reprising that?
I think they might be. I don't know. I wasn't bidding for it. No, I was
Shut up. You'd want to do that so bad?
That'd be hard.
You would want to do that so bad?
Honestly, I have zero time. Like, so I have an idea for a movie that I have to prioritize. So that's always going to be the thing that I'm putting first. And then there's the show and then there's my rap career. So it's like, I have no time.
Yeah. Are you guys going to tour again? What's going on? Are you going to tour and do music again or no?
Yeah. I'm going to be pushing music, you know, recording. Probably put together like an EP or something, but I'm just taking it day by day, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't really trying to focus too much on what I want to do. I'm just trying to focus on
what
things
you are
that I'm doing now.
You know what I'm saying?
Get better.
Are you going to tour?
Yeah, I got to finish an album, you know.
I know. Is it annoying when fans ask you about that?
No.
I never ask you about that because we're friends, but I hear people talk about it.
I think it'd be more annoying if they wasn't asking. But
yeah, that's a good point.
Ugh.
That's a great point. You're right. No, at this
Gaeta
point,
always has such a word, like a wisdom, man.
You know, it might have been. It was never annoying, but at this point, like it's the annoyedness or whatever. The annoyance is so justified that
you think they deserve an album.
Yeah, they deserve an album. Absolutely, they deserve an album. So, and I'm really excited. But like touring without that, it sounds like you know
why?
Because I've done the same routine and music.
See, we can't do that. That's hard for comics.
Yeah, same routine.
Comics, every like, you know, every year you need to be on a road with like a new hour, if you put it down somewhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you don't, you don't have to.
Put it down.
Put it on a special. Film it. Put it on an album.
Right.
Put it out on the internet now.
Release it to the public.
Give it to them.
Yeah.
Give it to the humans. It's also kind of cathartic for us, like to get rid of it like that means you get to not do it anymore.
Yeah.
Although I watched some old tapes because I sent something in.
Yeah.
And man, there was a couple of things that I don't do anymore, and I miss them.
Were you watching like finding your old self funny or finding your old self like so unfunny?
Well, I won't sit and watch the whole thing through, but like I was just looking for a clip, and I clicked on an old video, looking for a joke to put in this clip for this promo thing. And there was a joke in there that I forgot I did, and I loved that joke. And I was like,
and you
damn.
Feel like you can't bring it back?
It's nah, like it's kind of nice that it's gone.
Yeah.
There's something about it. It's like, you know, it's, you can't unearth the dead.
Yeah.
You know? But it reminded me, because I forgot, I forget. We forget jokes that we do. I mean, you have so much stuff that you put out. At some point, you're like, I forgot I used to do that joke.
And when you come up with your stuff, you're just like writing things down on your phone. You observe something in public. Like, how does it work? How's your writing process?
A lot of it's like writing down notes and ideas on my phone, and then sitting in the morning and just going through that stuff and getting in these like little tiny crevices of.
And you type like things out in like a Word document.
It's in pages.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. But I don't type it out. It reads like Sanskrit. It wouldn't make sense to you. It's like little blurbs and ideas that that connect, and then
got it.
It's like our joke books, but I don't like my handwriting. I have the most embarrassing handwriting. You got good handwriting?
It's pretty decent.
Can you cursive?
Yeah, I can cursive.
No.
I have horrible handwriting.
It's embarrassing when I write. It looks like a child.
Yeah, me too.
It looks like a little boy wrote it.
Yeah.
And even a little boy might have something mentally wrong with him because I can't. It's crooked, and sometimes I get nervous. I talked about that on this show before. I get nervous when I sign in front of people. Like if somebody wants me to sign something,
that's so
I have to look the other way when I do my signature.
Wow.
Makes me so uncomfortable to sign in front of people.
You don't like signing in front of people?
I like meeting people.
He's
and doing
bad that. Handwriting.
I have terrible handwriting, so
I've
never
heard of this.
I get so conscious of it.
Have you ever talked about this on stage?
Of signing stuff?
Yeah, like
no.
I think it's funny.
Yeah, that is funny.
I can't see
like,
well
what a crazy fear.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
To like let people see your signature. It's like ridiculous.
Man.
Yeah, like if they come up and I had posters the last tour.
Let me get your autographs.
And I was like, oh, you got it, bro. Hey, man, what's your name? And then I would give it to them. I'd have to do it this way away from them. Because if I do it in front of them, I feel like they're watching the way I do it.
Yeah. Oh, right.
I always like the concept of an autograph at this point, I don't understand. I understand wanting a picture.
That's not true. Yeah. That's not true. LeBron James, you don't want his signature on something? See?
Man.
There's something different for whatever reason about sports. It's like a memorabilia
thing. But you're
thing.
Sports to them.
Yeah, you're a figure.
You're sports to them.
All right.
Figure.
Do you see what I mean?
I see what you mean.
It's because you just step in their shoes. But I used to collect autographs as a kid, and as an adult now, I don't know what I would do with them, but I have everyone from Lawrence Taylor
to... Yeah, you're right.
You
it's
know?
Different. It's not. It's different.
It's just they to that you put them on a thing. Do you have a
pedestal?
Did you collect autographs when you were a kid?
No.
Barkley?
I collected autographs. I had a few. I had Charles Barkley.
I collected sporting cards, trading cards.
You still have them at your mom's house?
Mm-hmm.
You got any worth money?
I got a crazy collection, but I ain't checked them in to see how many things I have.
How many bitcoins they're worth?
Yeah, I ain't trying to see how many cards I have worth money.
I think I got some stuff. Like a good, you think?
Yeah, I got some stuff, dude. Huh. For sure.
I do.
Really?
I have a Jordan rookie card.
How much?
Yeah,
is that?
I got one of those.
A couple grand, maybe.
Yeah,
I got. You saw that the most expensive trading card in the history of trading cards was sold about a week ago.
Time out. It's maybe.
Well, you talking about that? Where they be unraveling on the live and all that?
Yeah, I've seen all that. So
yeah,
they open them live. Was it a Kobe?
Auction.
Was it Kobe?
It might have been hockey only, but I don't think it was.
Mm.
I think it was actually independent of sport, but.
Wayne Gretzky rookie card.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good guess.
It was like 2.3 million or like 3 million.
Well, because hockey cards weren't as popular, right? So less were made.
Yeah, I wonder.
That's the problem with basketball and baseball cards. How many were made? They were used to come in packs of gum.
Yeah, for real.
Hockey cards, they were so rare.
Yeah.
But I had a couple of packs when I was a kid. And I had like a Jeremy Roenick rookie card. And
he was a Flyer, I think.
Yeah. We got to take him to a hockey game.
Yeah, y'all got to, man. I'm trying
Let's
to go out there and see what it do.
When was the first time you saw snow? Was that when you were up in the mountains? Was that the first time you were in snow?
No. First time I saw snow probably was like 2005 or 6.
How crazy is that?
It is crazy.
Just like a part of your life as
a
kid.
I love snow. I miss snow.
Me
don't,
too.
Don't you miss seasons?
I go back every year.
Yeah, I miss going back. This year really fucked it all up.
Yeah.
I went back.
For real, man.
Because I had Rona, so
I haven't
been
back in like over a year.
I miss all that traveling, man. We used to be
crazy. We traveled too much.
Woo-wee. Yeah, but now you guys can get back on the road.
Yeah.
Let's do Dave Live.
We traveled so much that it really turned me off the traveling.
But weren't you doing it the right way? You were staying in nice hotels. You were flying nice.
Not for maybe half of it were we staying in nice hotels.
Were you flying first class?
We used to stay in the same room at like the Ramada Inn.
Well, we used to stay.
Right, I used to go get the cheapest hotel in every city, and we'd double bunk.
Yeah,
why would you? Why would you do that?
But those were the earlier days, though. You know what I'm saying?
Because I was getting paid like $2,000 a show.
That's
I'm
when
like,
you
like,
starting
lose
off
money
the grind. You feel?
Yeah,
you starting off. It's levels. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
Everybody just don't.
No, dude,
to
I started stand up Same way.
You know what I'm saying? It's levels.
But for us, it was the hotels were included.
And it make you appreciate when, you know what I'm saying, you get to that five star. You feel me? You feel like, okay, it's a journey. I've been putting in work.
I agree. That is a nice part of it. I agree with that. Yeah.
You get to see the progress.
But we were like, I feel like.
Do you stay in motels ever?
I never stayed, no.
I stayed in a bunch of motels.
That's, I don't even know what a motel is, but.
Yes, you do.
I'm envisioning.
You've seen them and you don't, yes. you would never go in them.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right.
A Motel 6?
Yeah.
I stayed in Motel 6s when I first started. I got paid $325 one time. I lost money in gas.
Yeah.
Driving to Utah.
Man. We would like leave like Thursday and go somewhere.
Talking to this.
We would like Thursday. And go somewhere for like every week for like 5 months one time. Remember that? Like instead of going on like a 2 month tour, just like gone.
Yeah.
I was like, I got to work on music. So I can't be gone the whole time. So we left. So I had, this is the worst decision I ever made. I had like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday in LA to work on music. And then Thursday, I would fly away for like 4 months straight. We did that.
Yeah.
And it's like you could get no rhythm. And I mean, I guess I shouldn't be complaining because what a joy it is to travel every week. But when it's every week like that, and I was like trying. That's one of the reasons. Every time I can make music if I just had time to sit there and just work for like 6 months straight. I'm just not good at like being interrupted every week.
With something.
Yeah, like I can't. I'm only good at making music when I can like fail for 2 weeks straight and then succeed for like.
Well, then you need to go to bungalow on Catalina Island and just stay
bungalow.
On the island.
I just need time.
That's what I'm saying. Just make 2 months to go out to like an island and don't come back. Go to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Don't come back.
I got all my equipment here. I don't know. I'd be too.
The studio's there.
I would be scared going somewhere else with like a ticking clock. I would just. It's too much pressure.
Oh yeah.
Don't put it that way. Just go.
Studio time.
I just need to go in my studio. I like being at home.
You like your own studio, and you don't want to pay for studio time because it's a ripoff.
I don't even work with other engineers. Like I don't like. I just like recording myself. I don't like having like other people involved.
But who's making your music?
Producers, but I make the music with the producers.
Yeah.
But then, as far as recording actual vocals, I'd like to be like alone.
Why?
I just like.
So your studio time is nothing like anything in hip hop videos.
No. I just sit in my like this every night, like, and then I like the mic's here, and I'm just like, da, 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 and then I'll stop and I'll think. And I'll be like,
a lot of back and forth gander.
Yeah. Like this. And then,
is that how you record?
I
or do you like studio
sometimes.
Vibes where
like
everyone's
both.
In there?
I like both. I can do both.
I can't write it. Like,
I like to record myself though.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's cool. It's fine.
Early in my career, it took 6 years to make an album. I can't even write songs. Like, and I was at a session, like all of a sudden with like Diplo, Skrillex, Big Sean, and somebody else, like another like star. And we were all in one room like this size. And like Diplo just like hit me and said, come through to the studio. I thought it would just be like me and him. I go in there and it's like a star-studded affair in like a small studio. They have like a little microphone on the ground. And Diplo's like, we're just going to experiment and like make a song right now. And they were like, everyone just write your part. I'm sitting there like, holy shit. Like it's like I have to like get my laptop out and like write something in 5 minutes.
Did you?
Yeah.
Was it good?
Not really, but it was good enough to like earn the respect of, it was like, you know, probably like 8 bars that was like good enough to like earn the respect of the room. And Big Sean was like, yo. And I was like, so happy.
Have you heard any of that music since?
No, it's probably sucks.
Do you remember any of the bars?
No.
He's a fool.
You can't remember one thing
you said? I remember one thing I said. I mean, I wrote it in such a, had like 8 minutes. Like it was like the most stressful, like, you know, I was like, it has to be written by the time like it comes, like everyone else was like here. And then it was there, that person. I was like sixth in line.
What do you think is the greatest verse you've ever written?
Probably the song. It's called Russell Westbrook on a Farm.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a...
Say the verse.
Like the lyrics?
Yeah.
You want to know the sad thing?
Hmm.
Couldn't even tell you.
Shut up.
I'd have to hear it's played, and then I'd like my memory would be... like, ain't no doubt about it, shit is coming, right? And I'm just praying that Lil Dicky love it.
Yep.
Always told myself this the type of shit I wanted. And I was being honest, even made a promise. Not with anybody else, just my inner conscience. Talking to my fucking self, I was going bonkers. That's really all I remember.
That's your favorite, though? That Russell Westbrook?
But it goes on for like 4 more minutes. Yeah, it's cool. I respect, because you know why it's my favorite? It's the first time that, like, I feel like I made a song where I was like, this isn't even funny, and it's the best thing I've ever done.
Are you going to start to shy away from being funny on the new shit?
No.
So why do you like that so much?
Because I just didn't, back when I started making music initially, it was really as a comedic, like, I was,
yeah,
like,
an engine.
I didn't think I was capable of making music that was worthy of hearing that wasn't funny.
Right.
So when I saw that, I was like, holy shit, I'm an actual rapper.
Right.
That was like the first time I felt like, oh my God, I'm like a rapper.
That's when it clicked.
Yeah. And then, like, I feel like my fans, especially my hardest chorus fans, that's like their favorite thing. So it, like, the fact that it connected on that level.
What's their favorite thing? When you're just rapping.
I think my hardest chorus fans like that, like, yes, like the 4-minute verse side of my music, and like that verse probably particularly because it's so like specific and story based and probably inspiring.
Are you gonna put on an album?
Introspective.
Who knows, man? Probably, yeah. So, yeah.
You know,
that's one of my goals. Yeah, one of my goals is definitely to put out an album, but I'm just, you know, focusing on the TV screen right now, man.
I feel that.
And all these opportunities.
Yeah, you're getting into acting.
My way. Yeah.
And like, I've been talking,
you know,
to her.
Music is a hobby. You know what I'm saying?
Big actor in town now.
It's a hobby.
This dude, everyone wants him.
Yeah.
What Ninja Turtle would you be if you were Ninja Turtle?
Donatello.
Who would Dave be?
Splinter.
Probably Splinter.
That's not one of the turtles.
Oh, yeah, you said I'm tripping. No, he would be Michelangelo.
Who am I?
You would be Leonardo.
See, I would say Raphael for me.
Raphael. I'm tripping. Yeah, Raphael.
So you guys are actually able to like visualize like personality
Raphael,
traits of these characters?
You're the real one. You're the Raphael.
Yeah, because Raphael is red.
I have no idea who does what in this.
Get out of town.
Yeah.
Get out of town and come on back.
You will be Leonardo. I'm Donatello. Yeah, because Leonardo the smart one.
Well,
what's Michelangelo? The
goofball.
Yeah, the goofball.
Hey, I guess we're all kind of goofballs here.
Yeah. I'd be Rafe because he's got hot temper.
Yeah.
Rafe?
Raphael, Rafe.
Raphael.
They call him Rafe in the show.
Yeah, they call him Rafe, yep.
They call him Rafi?
No, not Rafi. That is the Middle Eastern version of the show.
You gotta tap into the turtles, man.
No, they call him, yeah. He had the most attitude.
Yeah.
Like, Raphael, he was the most hot-headed.
Yeah, he started all the fights, all that.
Did you get the Ninja Turtle on your neck on tour with me?
Yep.
In a hotel room?
Yep.
Yeah.
I did.
What city was it? Arizona?
Yeah, Arizona, man.
No, that's a state.
I remember that.
Phoenix, though. Who did it? A guy?
Xavier. Yeah, my homie X.
I remember being like, I can't believe this is happening.
And what turtle is it?
Matter of fact, it's a Leonardo.
It is?
It's a great
Leonardo.
Tattoo. I love it.
Yeah, Leonardo.
It's on your neck, right?
Yeah.
Any regrets?
Nah, definitely not.
I love it.
Any tattoo regrets?
Nah, no tattoo regrets.
Really?
Man.
Not
you
one.
Like all of them?
Yeah, that's a lie. You have so many?
No, I got a lot, but my whole thing is just like...
Didn't you said you regretted the airplane because it wore off, right?
Yeah, but my whole thing is I knew that came with the game. Like, when you get just your finger tattooed right here, of course, in my face sometime. And really, I really don't have no regrets, man, because to be honest with you, I feel like if I didn't have all these tats, then I probably wouldn't even be sitting here right now. You know what I'm saying?
You think everything leads to everything?
Yeah, like, I know for a fact, man. For sure.
You like the face tattoo? Like this one right here, right?
Yep.
Would you get more on your face or no?
Nah, definitely not. I'm done. I'm an actor now, you know, so I can't.
Nothing can cover that up.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't want to do too much
makeup.
That's
what I told you.
I'm like Cassius Clay, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm handsome. I don't need to be putting all them tats on my face.
Ladies, man.
You know what I'm saying?
This is a rebranding that I've never...
Well, I like it, and I don't care that you don't like it.
He said this is a rebranding.
he's a ladies' man, whether you like it or not, and just get over it.
No, I like it.
And the more we do this television show, if it continues, more he could transition to sex symbol. At some point, that's the hope.
Don't say that.
No, I'm saying it right now. You heard it on this show.
Yeah.
That Gata, at some point in the future seasons, if we continue to do Dave and we're lucky enough...
You think he can be a sex symbol?
Of course! Anybody can.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
That's not true.
Steve Buscemi, they made look sexy on Boardwalk Empire. How?
What?
How?
I don't think he was sexy.
Yes, he was.
I didn't find him sexy.
He got the hot Irish girl.
She was hot.
That's my point. He was a sex symbol.
No, he wasn't a sex. He's a ladies' man.
No.
The ladies' man gets
lady
the hot girl.
Man. Singular. Lady man.
Well, it was a different time.
He was a sex symbol because of that show. They can make weirdos look hot.
Oh, yeah.
They can make anybody a sex symbol. You can't make anybody a ladies' man.
Interesting.
Yeah. Ladies man, you gotta have
ladies
the
words. Man is a style.
Yeah.
It's a vibe.
And you gotta have the words too.
See? You gotta have the language.
Man, yeah.
Sex symbol is just kinda like
sex symbol, you don't even gotta speak.
It's manufactured.
Yeah.
They made you look pretty.
Yeah.
You remember when Britney Spears Britney Spears looked like when they were pushing her as this sex symbol. Then you see her now. She's not a sex symbol.
Crazy.
Well, she's old. She's, you know.
But I'm just saying, she's a human. Sex symbols can be manufactured.
Well, let's not call Britney Spears a manufacturer. She's the hottest woman I've ever seen in my life.
For about 3-4 years, max.
No, for like a decade?
Max, 3-4 years.
No.
Then it fell apart. Shaved her head, freaked out.
I think she's still beautiful. I really do.
I'm not saying she's not. She's no longer a sex symbol.
I think she might be.
Sex symbols are created by the business.
I think she is a sex symbol.
What are you?
I think I'm both.
Oh, crazy.
A Jewish heartthrob sex symbol, ladies, man. Is that what you think?
I don't, you know, Jewish.
A Jewish heartthrob.
I guess. What are you looking at me like that for? Because I'm Jewish?
He doesn't like Jewish people.
Did you see the way he
looked
at me?
He said that to me twice.
Did you see how he looked at me?
Gata goes, you know me and Jewish people.
Why are you looking at me with piercing anti-Semitic
glare? Look at that. I'm just, you know.
You know what's going to be funny? When you said you got kicked out of Hebrew school?
Yeah.
Immediately, I went to a joke in my head that when you said you kicked in a screen, but you felt so bad about it.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I thought you were going to write like a swastika on something.
Oh, you thought, no.
I thought you were going to do something because you felt so bad. I was like, did you do something really fucked up? Did you ever write a swastika on something before? You have.
I'm sure.
You know, and I know you're thinking about it. What did you do? Did you write it in the dust of a window of a car one time?
I shouldn't have done it, but.
Here it is.
I had. Oh, man. It's actually, you know that sequin jacket that I wore in episode 8 of last year, like at the party.
At the party?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You could like go like this with it.
Yeah.
Oh, you put a swastika on that.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Did you do that in the show? Mm-hmm. You did that just for fun?
In my own personal.
No one saw it.
It was just a thing. It was the wrong thing to do.
Is that empowering?
No. It was, you know what? It was, it shows that I need to grow a lot more.
Well, you know how black people have taken the N-word away from white people to empower it. They
made
it's
it positive.
Theirs. You could use a swastika and make it positive. I say.
I tried to do that with the K-word.
That's a little bit too harsh for some
Nobody
reason.
Really liked it.
Well, because it's not endearing.
Nobody bought into that. I
when he
like,
says the N-word to another black guy and they do it through a term of endearment, the K-word is like, it's not endearing. You can't make it endearing.
Yeah.
Like if you say, what up, Mike? It's not going to work.
You can't say it with passion.
Right.
No, it's not a good
Why, sounding. Though? That's weird.
It's
Why?
It's phonetically, I think it's just a horrible word.
Because the K is heavy.
Both
kids. Anything that starts with k is like k, yeah. is like a harsh word.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I yeah. Even that's
horrible, and I'm so against all anti-Semitism.
Well, no shit.
Yeah,
we all are.
Yeah,
except
Gata.
He
looks at me with the glare of a working Nazi.
Yeah, crazy.
An on-staff member of.
Yeah.
Holocaust unit Nazis, the way you look at me sometimes.
He was on his phone the other day and he was reading Mein Kampf and I was like, what are you doing? Yeah. He's like, it's my Bible. That's what he said. The prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
Gata's a good... Gata's my predicted ladies man turned sex symbol on the show of Dave by season 5 if we're lucky to get that far. I'm calling it now.
I believe it.
And I'm saying
he has the most potential.
I'm saying it. This
Let's
is
it.
Ladies man turned sex symbol.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I'm just saying it. That's it. I can't stress enough how happy I am that you guys came on the show. I love you guys both.
Oh, we love
I appreciate
you.
It. And the show is out Wednesday, June 16th.
Yeah, you can watch it next day on Hulu every single week. You just you
So watch it yeah. on June 16th on FX.
Then stream it.
And then the next day on Hulu, it's on FX on Hulu, or if you, whatever, it's on Hulu Thursday the 17th if you're not able to have it on the 16th. Please watch the show. We appreciate it. We love it. So we hope you like it. We end the show the same way with one word or one phrase. Dave, you're going to look in your camera, that one, and you're going to say one word or one phrase to end the show. And then Gata, you're going to look in that one to the right up there, the taller one, and you're going to say one word or one phrase to end the show. So you say one word or one phrase, then you say one word or one phrase. Okay? Whoever can go first, it doesn't matter. But one word or one phrase that you want embedded in the show's history. Go ahead, whenever you're ready.
Blessed.
Pink.
What did you say?
I said pink.
Perfect.
I don't know. I just didn't think of a word. I saw.
Blessed and pink came out the exact same time. By the way, we're going to cut it so
blessed
they're both on the
so
same time.
Better.
Blessed in Pink is great.
Pink is so bad. I said blessed. I said pink.
Well, let's do another one. Go ahead. You're on right now.
Nerf.
You think that's better than blessed?
I think it's as good as blessed. Nerf. When I think of, like, first off, what a beautiful sounding word, nerf.
Nerf.
Then also think of the memories and the. Just
What's the first thing you think about when you say nerf?
Vortex.
What do you think of?
Football.
I think of the sound.
So all of us thought of the same thing.
Yeah.
Just different wordings of it. I have a game that I have a Vortex. It's the most fun game. It's the type of game you play when you're a child. So, but I think we'd have fun doing it.
Yeah, so I got Vortex.
Hike. Yeah. It's, you know, one guy's a wide receiver, one guy's a quarterback, right?
Yeah.
With a Vortex. And you run NFL routes. Like legitimate yardage too, like 10 yard, like
ten
hitches,
and a, yeah.
But like 10 yards is not very far.
No.
And you gun it. You Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady gun it. It like gets there so fast. You like do it like when they're turning, and like if you catch it, you know, it's like X amount of yards, and it's like first down. Yeah. You have like four. It's like it really kind of works itself out like an actual game, and you have to try as hard as you can as quarterback and wide receiver.
To throw it as hard as you can.
No, you have to try as hard as you can. Yeah.
But you're saying you're throwing it as hard as
sometimes
you can.
Sometimes you have to make a finesse throw, but like, yeah, like if it's a slant, you got to like fucking
slant it.
You got to get it in there. Think about like the way Brady and like these guys like they just fucking sling it.
So, it's all about timing.
Yeah.
When are we doing this?
I'd love to do it.
So we need to do this in Flaming
Tennis.
That's
fun to do at the beach.
Yeah, it's a fun beach game.
Yeah.
All right. Well, bless up. Bless Pink Nerf.
And Nerf. Amen, brothers.
Woo! In here, we pour whiskey, 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 whiskey.
You're that creature in the ginger beard.
Sturdy and ginger.
Like that. The ginger gene is a curse.
Gingers are beautiful.
You owe me $5 for the whiskey, $75 for the horse.
Gingers are hell no.
This whiskey is excellent.
Ginger. I like gingers.